Message number 689. The rise of hatred, murder, and lack of charity is intense, and sin has infested the earth like wildfire. Tuesday, January 29, 2013 at 04:15 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, the rage of Satan pours over the earth as the Holy Spirit increases his divine presence within the souls of so many through this and other missions sanctioned by me. The rise of hatred, murder, and lack of charity is intense, and sin has infested the earth like wildfire. The time for the preparation for the great day of my return must now begin with great care. As you, my beloved followers, respond to my call, I will increase your faith and you will multiply everywhere. This mission is the culmination of all instructions given to humanity through my Father to all those who came before you. Don't you realize that the prophets from the beginning, when they described the day of the Lord, that this refers to my time, the time in which I will fulfill the final covenant? My plan is to come and give you the eternal life I promised when I released you from the chains of sin by my death on the cross. To those of you who are wary of me, know that I could never deceive you in such a mission as this one. I would not ask you to help me save souls, fight the evil one, or encourage you to pray were it not I, your Jesus, who calls to you now. My poor little ones, you are living in a wilderness not of your own making. I am your only way out. Unless you follow me now, you will waste time wandering, getting lost, and being distracted. Your faith can only be kept strong through the holy sacraments. Keep your faith and follow me. That's all I ask. Then pray for the salvation of souls. I will never condemn you for not accepting these my holy messages. But I will never forgive you if you blaspheme against the word of God given to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you do not believe in my messages, then walk away and continue with your devotion to me. My dear disciples, you will move quickly to create a large army and a strong defense against the enemies of God. As this increases in strength, please encourage as many of my sacred servants as possible to help you. It is important that no matter how much resistance they encounter, that they must still provide the daily Mass and the sacrament of Holy Communion to those in need. Your Jesus.